Welcome to We Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name's Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. So as I'm sure regulars to the podcast will know, one of the hottest topics at the moment is generative AI or Gen AI, and whether you should or could use it to help with your academic writing. So we thought it'd be worth exploring. We've talked a little bit about AI before, but what we thought we'd talk about today was more about, you know, what's acceptable use, what's not acceptable use. And it's definitely something that's changing quickly. So we are probably going to do future podcasts on this as well. But for now, we thought let's discuss it and try and unravel a little bit of it for you. So joined by all the advisors. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, John.
Hi, Linda.
And hi, Carly.
Hi.
So we're all here and we'll all do our best to try and unravel this a little bit. As I mentioned, we did do a podcast generally about what AI is. And if you've not heard that, it might be worth having a little listen to that, because we do sort of discuss it quite comprehensively and give people an idea of what we're talking about. And on that podcast, we had Kevin Wilson, who is part of Learning Transformation at UWS and used to be part of the Academic Skills team. So we had a chat with him about that. I guess what we need to start off with is maybe just a little bit of a caveat from our point of view about always speaking to the lecturing team. So maybe bring John in here. Why is it important that students should speak to lecturers about AI use?
Mainly because they are going to be marking your work at the end of the day. And there may be different guidance on this depending on which department you are in and which school you are in as well. So it's always best to, and I'd say this is true with everything, we are academic skills advisors, but probably the most important advice comes direct from your school. We work across the university, but it's always important to find out what is required of you on your particular program.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's not us ducking out of giving you information. That's us just being absolutely clear that ultimately it's the lecturers that you need to sort of be clear with. What you might notice this year on some courses is that there's an AI declaration in assessments. So there should be a page where you're asked whether you've used Gen AI in an assessment, and if so, what did you use and how did you use it? And I think that is going to be more and more seen in assignments. But as we've said, it is always worth speaking to the lecturer in case you've got sort of any doubts. But we did want to dig in a little bit to, you know, AI and can we use it? Can we not use it? So we'll maybe start off with the sort of elephants in the room around what we can't use it for. So I think I'll bring Carly in at that point. Let's just think about the things we can't before we go into the list of ways that we can. What can we just not use AI for?
Yeah, it's probably easier to start with these because there's definitely some things that are off limit, so to speak, in a lot of different assessments. So first things first, you certainly don't want to copy and paste anything the AI has generated for you. So if you've asked it to create a bit of text for whatever reason, that should not be in your assessment. If you're copying and pasting anything for your assessment, it's a quote that you are referencing well from academic literature. So don't be copying anything that is generated for you, because that is in breach of academic integrity. So that's one thing that you want to certainly avoid. If you are uploading an assignment that you failed or that you weren't, you didn't receive the marks that maybe you would really wanted to, and you're thinking, how could this be written to be better quality? If you're asking it to rewrite something for you and then copying and pasting that in, that still is AI rewriting something for you and generating something for you. So that's also not acceptable to copy and paste into your assessment. I think, Linda, maybe had a student.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I've had experience of students doing that, and that's exactly what they did. So I had a couple of students where they'd failed an assignment, and what was really a bit worrying was it was final submission, so third submission, so, you know, really vital to get it right. And there was a sort of thought that, oh, I can just ask AI to tidy this up, and then I can just copy and paste that in. So there was a long discussion about why that just wasn't acceptable. And also, you know, the matter was that they'd actually only failed the assignment by 2 or 3 marks. So, you know, it was, you know, making some massive changes and using something, you know, that's actually going to have real consequences for you, when actually all you probably needed to do was go through and just tidy up some referencing, make a few points a bit cleaner, and that would have, you know, passed the assignment. So, yeah, being really careful around that. What other ways can we not use AI, Carly?
So just as you don't want to rely on AI to generate any material for you, you also don't want to rely on it to be the sole source of information by any means. You're going to want to stick to finding traditional academic sources through credible databases, through the academic library, and anything through the library's list of databases for your subject area. So continue to use the types of references that you should be using for your assessments. If you ask AI tools to generate information for you or to find references, a lot of the time they're not real references, and they won't be directly linked to any credible source. And a lot of the information within them will not be correct. So that is a very slippery slope, not a good idea. You won't be exercising your research skills either. So make sure to find your own literature to support your assessments. And as you're doing that, make sure if you're using AI, you also want to make sure that you're not submitting any personal data or copyrighted material to AI, especially if you're not using a secure platform. So be aware that any information that you input into these AI systems, they're going to be stored, and you don't want your information out there, and especially copyrighted information as well. So whether it's personal or from somebody else, it's important not to submit anything of that nature to AI. And importantly, don't use AI in any way that's not specifically noted as appropriate for the assessment that you're working on. So that's where going back to your lectures, to your assessment guidance, and to that AI declaration are so, so important.
Yeah. So some really good points there. And that point about, you know, the sort of sources that don't exist. I've found that, I'm sure you've all found that when been sort of playing around with AI, that, you know, it will create what seems to be, a very well-referenced paragraph, and then you go and check those references, and they call that hallucinating, don't they, when they don't actually exist, or they take you to something completely different, or they're not actually relevant, and you can spend an awful lot of time trying to unravel that, which, you know, you think that's a huge waste of time. So some good things to think about in terms of, you know, not using it. Having said that, we're not saying you can't use AI, and there are ways that you can use it. So I thought we'd bring Mari in here, maybe just to outline just a few ways. There's quite a few different ways you could use AI, but maybe some examples of when AI would be okay to use and how it might be helpful in the sort of, you know, academic writing process.
Sure. And yeah, as everyone has said, you know, AI is changing and evolving, so there's kind of an almost unlimited list of ways that you could use it. But I'll go through maybe the most common ones or ways that you might actually see your lecturer noting in an assessment that you could use AI. Because as Carly said, you're only permitted to use AI in ways that the assignment brief specifically says that you can. So all of these things that I'll say come with, again, a caveat if your lecturer, if the assignment says that's how you could use it. Alrighty, so they mainly come under planning and reflection and self-testing, okay? So never for the creation of something that is then going to be assessed, because as has been said, that would go against academic integrity policies. But you could use AI to aid your understanding, okay? So to either test you on a topic or to break down an assignment brief. So maybe you've got a particularly complex essay question or report, and you're just not actually sure what the steps are to completing that. What should I break down the topic into? What should I start with? So you could input that to an AI tool and say, create a kind of structure that I could maybe follow, or break this down into steps that I need to follow. if it was to revise a topic or something, you could submit course notes as long as you are sure that they don't contain any of that copyrighted information, and ask it to create a quiz, for example. And then you would be aware of your knowledge a little bit better, especially if you don't maybe have the time to ask somebody else to quiz you or something like that. Now, I will say that with that, I would avoid just saying, can you write me a test on this topic, or can you quiz me on this concept? Because if you don't break it down into what your module is asking for, what your actual assessment is, the AI is not going to be very specific, and it might ask you information that's not relevant to your stage or just not in your course at all. Okay, so always be aware and be as specific as you can be. And similar to that, you could, if you have lots of ideas for an assessment, but you're not sure how to structure them, you could ask for similar advice on how could I group these points together for a structure. So that's kind of the preparation stage, I suppose. And it's unlikely that that will be clearly banned from an assessment. But again, you always have to double check with your lecturer to make sure that that's all right. Some other ways that you could use it. So another way in your research project process is to do with actually breaking down your reading. So now, as Carly said, we never want to rely on AI to give us information, okay? So we never want to rely on AI as the be-all and end-all of giving us facts. But if you have a lot of reading to do, and you maybe think, this database search has resulted in 50 results, I can't read all of those right now, you could maybe submit them to AI, an AI tool, and ask for really short summaries of each one. And that might give you a better start to know which one to read first. Now, please note that I'm not saying that you don't read the articles. You always then eventually read the articles, but it might help in that distilling process, okay? So yeah, remember that a summary is not enough to actually use evidence from, but it could save you some time in the selection process, or just to ask the AI tool, you know, I'm submitting 10 different articles. Can you tell me which one talks the most about this topic? And then you can go and read it yourself. So saving some time. Now, there are probably a few other ones. We've talked a lot about kind of using it in ways that are allowed. So an assessment could theoretically ask you to use an AI tool in a particular way. That will be really, really clear from your assessment guidance, though. It will never be uncertain whether or not you're being asked to engage with an AI tool. But one example that could be would be that a staff member might ask you actually to get something generated by AI and then critique it. So you can actually be in the position of assessing, fact-checking, and actually seeing if the AI tool is up to scratch. So you might notice some of the hallucinations that Linda mentioned. You might realize that it's not creating something that's specific enough to your assignment, and that might be quite good for your critical thinking and your actual awareness of what AI is even capable of. So that's a few so far. Does anyone have any other ideas or ones that they've noted?
I would probably say something maybe about the note taking that you can use AI for in terms of exam revision, transforming your notes into different formats, like, for example, a podcast. It's an amazing thing that you can do on it now. I think it's on Google LM, is you can put a piece of text into it and you can transform it into a podcast where I haven't actually heard this. I've just heard about people talking about this, but you can get two voices that have a conversation about your notes. So just another way that you can take in the information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in podcast form.
I'll need to check that out.
Yeah, I think I need to have a play around with that as well. But mind maps as well, can transform your notes into mind maps pretty quickly, and that might give you a bit more of a visual cue. Although I'd say, and this is the thing with note-taking, is the more active you are in that process, the more likely you are to remember the information as well. So AI mm-hmm. can help you, but it doesn't, and this is what we're seeing almost with AI, is it's maybe taking away some of the jobs of critical thinking, and students that are using it are maybe getting a bit weaker at kind of active learning as a result, and information maybe not going in quite as quickly. But yeah, that, I think that's something that you could use it for. You could use it. I mean, we've always said that you could use spell checkers and grammar checkers on your work in Word. So I don't see any reason for you using that, for AI to use that as well, as long as you're not transforming sentences based on recommendations, that you are just doing it at the kind of level of a spelling and grammar check. So I think with AI, it can also get you to kind of like work on your particular maybe grammar errors or punctuation errors, and it can give you an explanation of what you're doing wrong that maybe a traditional spell check could maybe, or grammar check could maybe not do that well for you. So it can kind of give you a bit more kind of assistance with your academic skills development, really, and your writing development. And that's I think how we want you to use Gen AI as a support tool, but not for it to replace.
I think that's the key thing there, John, is it's a support tool. It's something that you use to support what you're doing, not to replace writing or replace those skills. And I think that's a good point you made about critical thinking, because there have been some articles recently, some research around, you know, the effect that AI might be having on critical thinking skills. And, you know, you want it to complement what you're doing. You want it to, you know, help you to develop your critical thinking skills. You don't want it to take that over and then you're not thinking about it. I always think that idea of, you know, it helping you to organise your articles, and then, like Maddie said, you know, make sure that you actually read the articles, because otherwise it's a bit like, I remember like students looking at journal articles and saying, well, I'll just read the abstract, I'll just read that little bit at the start and I don't need to read the article. And it's like, no, that's just to give you an idea whether it's worth going into more detail. And I suppose it's a similar thing of, it might give you an overall picture of these are some relevant articles, but you then need to go and do that work. And we just want to make absolutely sure that students are doing that. I guess it's quite a lot of information that we're talking about, and we could talk about this for probably hours. But one of the things that we have done is we've now got some information on the Academic Skills website. So Maddie, do you want to just let people know where that is and what kind of information's on there so that they can read a little bit more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're aware that because the policy at UWS is that each course and assessment should tell students how and when AI use is acceptable, that does mean that maybe students aren't aware of or have access to a guidance document for all students. So we created one that should hopefully explain that policy a bit more and give you some ideas and examples of how you could and shouldn't use AI. So we've popped that on our website. So if you go to the Academic Skills website, which you can access through your student app by clicking on the Academic Skills tile, it is currently in the top row of topics. So we've got a little about academic skills button, an appointments and events button, and then using artificial intelligence is just on the right-hand side of that. So that page outlines what is AI, what is the UWS policy regarding AI, and what does that mean for me, how you might actually use AI. And then one point that I thought would be good to include in there is, what does it mean to not submit material generated by AI? So we kind of went over the fact that we shouldn't submit material generated by AI, but a little bit more detailed guidance on what that actually means, because any engagement with AI isn't necessarily submitting, as long as you're not copying and pasting and things. And then it also has some tips for using AI tools, a reminder of those do's and don'ts that we went over, and a couple of links to other resources as well. So different books, podcasts that we've done before, and websites, and also to our UWS library page, which has guidance on searching and citing with AI tools, which is really, really important guidance to know if you are in any way going to be using those.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Marie. And I think that is, you know, it's just important to know where that guidance is and to go and have a look at it. And as we said right at the start, you know, our caveat is always go and speak to the lecturer if you're in any doubt at all about should I use AI or should I not use AI. You know, we can talk to you about it generally. We can talk through, you know, what the guidance is, but ultimately you've got to be aware of what the assessment is asking you to do or not do. No doubt this is a subject we're going to come back to. We've already done a podcast on this, and this is our sort of second one. And I think, you know, even thinking about this today, there are other areas that we could discuss. So we will probably come back to this and maybe talk about some areas around AI use in a bit more detail. But in the meantime, we hope it's helped to just unravel things a little bit. I think we're learning about it as well. So it's certainly something that we're learning about as well as students learning about it. And I guess our key message would be, if you're using AI, you need to be cautious and you need to be clear about how and why you're using it. As always, you can book a one-to-one appointment with us. We're happy to chat, you know, these issues through with you. And you just simply book through the UWS student app. Thank you to everyone for your input today. And as always, we'd love your comments and feedback. So if there's a topic you want us to discuss, if there's something around AI that you want us to go into more detail on, then please email us at skills@uws.ac.uk. And thanks for listening.